Welcome back to Mound City. We're about 5 minutes away from tip here in the fourth game of four on the day. Mound City boys looking to take the win over Bishop LeBlanc here in game four, the late night game in the 68th annual Mound City Basketball Invitational. And we take a look at a few of the games that happened earlier in the first game of the day. The Rockport Ladies defeated Southwold 64-19. And the second game of the day, it was boys action where Mid-Buchanan held off East Atchison 74-64. Mid-Buchanan got out to about a 20-point lead. East Atchison able to cut it to a 9-point game before ultimately falling 74-64 in game two. And in the game you just listened to, the Mid-Buchanan ladies took down East Atchison 60-17. And that's our three games so far in the tournament here in Mound City.
Once again, we want to invite our Northwest Missouri listeners to join us this coming Thursday night for state championship football. Sunny 101.3 out of Falls City, Nebraska. We're very pleased to be bringing you live coverage of the Rockport Blue Jays as they try to finish a perfect season with an eight-man state championship. They are 13-0. We've had the privilege of following them their last four or five ball games here and got to know those kids pretty well. We're looking forward to seeing how they match up as they go against Worth County, a team they defeated back in August by a slim margin of 8 points. So ought to be a great matchup. 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame show 6:30. That's coming up live from Missouri Western University this coming Thursday evening, and you'll hear all the action right here on Sunny 101.3. Dylan, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this upcoming boys' game. Our nightcap, first of all, for the Mound City Panthers. They'll go with Creighton Roop. Roop is a 5'11 senior. Henry Smith. Smith is a sophomore at 5'10. John Guard. Guard, a 6-foot junior. Cole White. White, a sophomore at 5'8. Liam Durr. Durr is 5'8 and a freshman. Liam Durr, obviously a freshman, getting his first start here on varsity for Mound City. The Mound City boys are coached by Coach Alan Ottman. For the Bishop LeBlanc Fighting Golden Eagles, Mitch Juris is their head coach. He'll go with Satchel Studer. Studer, 6 foot and a senior. Cole Sigrist, a senior at 5'9". Walter Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer, just a sophomore at 6 foot. Logan Grable is a 5'10 senior. And Landon Woolery, 6'2 and a junior. You may have an issue there on your score sheet. I had to put a little extra addition on this, and then we made copies for you. So, but it is Landon Woolery, wears number 34 at the bottom of your sheet, is the fifth starter here for Bishop LeBlanc. We've got time for one more 60-second break, and we'll be back with the opening tip for this boys' game coming up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again here to Mound City High School, getting set for our nightcap boys basketball, the Mound City Panthers and the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. I don't believe either of these teams have played yet this year. They are 0-0, is my understanding. Jumping it up for LeBlanc will be Satchel Studer, and there is Creighton Rook for Mound City. The official steps into the center circle. We're ready to get our nightcap underway. Here comes the tip. it's going to be controlled by LeBlanc. LeBlanc comes up with the basketball. They'll set their offense. Sigrist at the top of the key. Goes to the right elbow across to Grable. Back up top to Sigrist on the left elbow. Sigrist, one dribble, bounce pass right side. There's a three on the way. That's up and off the mark by Meyerhofer. The ball went out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover to give the ball to Mound City. Wait a minute. The official steps in from this side and says that Mound City touched the ball. So it'll stay with LeBlanc. LeBlanc will play it in at the top of the key. Meyerhofer driving lay-in up. Off, couldn't get it. Got a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Meyerhofer at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be on number one, Satan Rupp. That's his first of the quarter as well for Mound City.
Walter Meyerhofer, a six-foot sophomore at the free throw line, shooting two shots. The first one is up short. Hits the front of the rim. Couldn't get it to drop. He'll have another attempt coming. Walter Meyerhofer, 6 foot tall and a sophomore, waiting for the basketball for his second free throw attempt. Launches the shot. It's on the way up. This one is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Studer. Studer has the ball stolen away. Coming up with it for Mound City was Cole White with the steal. Now White has the basketball on the right elbow. Gives it up top. Liam Durst. On the dribble comes Henry Smith with the ball. Smith, of course, plays quarterback for the Mound City Panthers. They give it up top to Rupp. Left elbow. This is Durr again with the basketball. Now Durr at the top of the key. Pulls up for a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back. Wouldn't go down. Putting it up was John Gard. He got the ball. The ball is kicked out now to Rupp. Rupp works inside the lane, driving, laying it up over the defender, up and good. Nice move by Creighton Rupp for the first 2 points of the ball game. 2-0, Mound City with the early lead. Here comes LeBlanc. The Eagles with the basketball on the right side. This is Grable handling the ball. Grable puts it inside to the left wing. Studer, Satchel Studer couldn't get a look at it. Kicks it back out to the top of the key to Grable once again. Left elbow, Studer. Now they go to Sigrist with it. Sigrist back out near the midcourt circle. Goes to Grable on the right wing. Grable feeds inside. Heavy traffic. No place for Studer to go. Back up to Grable it comes. Right wing. Sigrist for three. Got it. Cole Sigrist nails the three from the right side. It's 3-2. LeBlanc on top. 6:13 to play here in the first quarter. Here come the Panthers with the basketball. Liam Durr goes to the left side with it. The route. The ball got away out of bounds. Trying to save it over here was Henry Smith. Smith couldn't get to it. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to LeBlanc. Kind of an unforced turnover there, too. 3-2, your score. LeBlanc on top. Here come the Eagles with the basketball on the attack. Studer at the free throw line. Out to Grable on the right wing. Grable dribbles in. A little underhanded scoop shot. Couldn't get it. Had it blocked away. The rebound pulled down by Rupp. Rupp will bring it across the timeline. He'll set the offense for the Panthers to the near side. Pass to Liam Durr. Durr tries to go around the defender. Van-to-van defense here now by LeBlanc. All the way in goes Durr for a little floater that's up and off. No good. Coming down with a rebound. Landon Woolery. Woolery down court pass in a hurry. Into the corner. There's a long shot right side. Baseline doesn't go. Rebound. Pfeiffer putback is up. It's off no good. That shot put up by Logan Grable. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the baseline.
Foul's going to be on number 34, Landon Woolery. That is his first of the quarter as well.
Yeah, I don't know where they got. They gave it to the wrong side. You're okay.
First of the quarter.
Yeah, you're okay. Here come the Panthers on the attack now with the basketball. Liam Durr. Durr gives it up top here to Henry Smith. Smith hands right back to Durr. Durr works against the man-to-man defense, works to the left elbow with it. Inside the paint, free throw line, jump shot is up off the back of the rim, wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound. Coming out of there with a great job of getting the basketball was Henry Smith. Smith threw it off of the defender, caught him right on the forehead or in the nose, I think, here. It wasn't anything intentionally trying to hit the kid in the face. He was just trying to save the ball and keep possession for the Panthers and did so. Great effort there by Henry Smith. Liam Durr will inbound the pass. He'll stand on the baseline on the right side of the basket. Inbounds the pass, comes into Cole White. White to the top of the key, back to the corner left side, Durr. Durr in traffic, little floater, up and good. Liam Durr with a nice move to the basket. His first 2 points. It's 4-3. Mound City back on top, 4:47 to go in the quarter. Here's a steal coming up with a loose ball is Henry Smith. Smith down court with a pass. Gives it inside. This is Durr dribbling all the way in. Goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul. I believe we're going to see Durr going to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be on number 34 again. That's Lane and Rory. That's his second. And you have to wonder if he's going to take an early seat here.
Liam Durr will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Panthers. Right now, Mountain City up 4-3 here early in the ballgame. Free throw is up and good for Liam Durr. He's got 3 points now, makes it 5-3. Mountain City with the lead. Checking into the ballgame now comes Jarek Dudley. Dudley is in for LeBlond. Once again, Durr ready for his second free throw attempt. Just a freshman, Liam Durr, his first start on varsity. Shot is up, rolls off, no good. Quite a struggle down here for the rebound, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mount City.
That's going to be on John Gard. That's his first, second of the quarter for the Panthers.
All right, here come the Golden Eagles down court, the Fighting Golden Eagles, they call it. Sigrist goes to the right side to Grable with the pass. Around to the left wing, this is Dudley. Dudley goes in for a driving, laying it up and good. So, Jarek Dudley, who just came in off the bench, scoring quickly as he comes down court. We're tied at 5 apiece with 4:15 to go here in the first quarter. Creighton Ralph with the basketball. Ralph works to the right side of the free throw lane, picks up the dribble across court to Henry Smith. Smith works between defenders, flips the ball out to White on the right side. Now Cole White tries to work it up to the top of the key. They're running a weave at the top of the circle. Ralph, spin move in the paint. Fall away, jump shot 10 feet away, up off, no good. Struggle for the rebound. Coming up with a basketball, Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer all the way into the corner, right side to Grable. Grable for three, up and off, no good. And a rebound to Mound City. Here come the Panthers back the other direction quickly. Ralph. Ralph feeds the ball up to Liam Durr. Durr, the freshman, backs it back out between the rings to the top of the circle. Across court pass goes over to Cole White with the ball. White inside the paint. Spin move, underhanded, wanted to go up with a shot. Ball got away out of bounds. They're going to say it's a turnover and give the ball back once again to LeBlond. Substitutes in now for the Panthers. Looks like Cameron Edwards has checked into the lineup. Had another one come off the bench here. I didn't pick him up. Well, Edwards is in the game right now for Mound City. All right, here come the Eagles down court. That's Studer. Studer feeds it into Grable. Grable with a little floater that's up and good. Nice job by Logan Grable, the senior, his first 2 points of the ballgame. And it's 7-5. LeBlond on top. 3:10 to play here in the first quarter. With the ball is Henry Smith. Smith gives up to Durr. Liam Durr dribbles around the defender. Now backs in, spin move. Durr with a nice shot that's up and good. I like the looks of this freshman. He's got 5 points already here in his first ever high school competition. All tied at 7 with the ball. This is Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer comes to the near side to Sigrist. Sigrist between the rings. He's at the top of the free throw circle. Backs it out onto the right elbow now. Feeds it across to the near side to Dudley. Dudley comes to Grable. Grable on the left wing. Top of the key. Long three is on the way. Off the iron. Doesn't go. Put up by Sigrist. Rebound comes down to Mount City. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on LeBlond.
Foul's going to be on Logan Grable. That's Grable's first, third of the quarter for Bishop LeBlond. 2:32 remains here in the first quarter. A 7-7 tie between the Panthers and the Fighting Golden Eagles.
All right, Mount City down court with a basketball. Into the contest now for the Panthers is Cade Tubbs. Tubbs is on the floor for Mount City into the corner. And there's a pass that went wide of the mark. It's going to go out of bounds, out the door, down the hall, up the steps, and they're going to have to go chasing after it. Somebody retrieved the basketball. We're ready to get back to it. All tied at 7 apiece here with 2:21 to go in the first quarter. It's been our tightest ball game so far tonight. Here comes LeBlond on the attack. Cole Sigrist across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here by Mound City. The Panthers applying the man-to-man. Left elbow. Jensen Nash handles the ball. Nash across to Sigrist. Sigrist looks to Studer. Satchel Studer on the dribble. Studer feeds it off now to Jensen Nash once again. Jensen Nash holds the ball between the rings. Top of the key, left wing to Dudley. Dudley looks inside the paint. They kick it out to the corner to Studer. They can't get an open look here. Around right side, Nash. Nash in traffic. Goes in, a whistle, and a foul. Nash is probably going to be at the line to shoot a couple here for LeBlond.
And they're going to get number 42, Cameron Edwards, on the foul there for Mound City. That'll be his first, third of the quarter for the Panthers. And as you said, going to the line shooting two will be Jensen Nash.
You know, I've got a pair of 42s on my roster here. I wonder which is which. Let's see what happens here. The free throw is up and off. No good for Jensen Nash. Let's just put it this way. The programs have not been without being a bit of an adventure for us play-by-play people here. Jensen will have a second shot coming. We're going to check the official program. Do they have a pair of 42s?
They have a pair of 42s as well. Now, so it's either a sophomore or a freshman. 1-6-1, though, 1-5-6. So.
Figure it out here for me, and we'll figure out which one it is. This is Nash's second free throw is up and good. Jensen Nash made one out of two. That's his first point of the night. Take a look at those 42s and figure out which one we've got in there.
And I'm going to have to guess that's probably Grady Knapp. It looks like a 5'6", or a 6'1 body down there, not a 5'6".
With the ball is Liam Durr. Durr works to the left side of the lane. Fall away shot by Durr is up and off the rim. No good, but a great job battling after that loose basketball. Coming up with it in traffic underneath. We're going to say that was
Knapp.
Okay, that's who?
That's Grady Knapp there,
okay.
The 42.
Okay.
That's a 6-1 frame, I think.
That's the 42 we're going to give the foul then to also, right?
Correct.
Okay, Bill Cotter now. All right, here comes Mound City with the basketball. Liam Durr, fall away shot off the rim, couldn't get it. This freshman's not afraid to play varsity ball, is he? Takes it right into the teeth of the defense. LeBron down court, Sigrist on the dribble. Less than a minute to go in the quarter. It's 8-7 right now. At the top of the key, handling the ball is Nash. Nash kicks to the right corner. Meyerhofer can't go anywhere with it. Back up top, it comes again to Nash. And now a whistle. Timeout's going to be taken. With 29 seconds to go in the quarter, timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Just 29 seconds to play here in this first quarter. 8-7 is our score with the basketball. LeBlanc holds it out on the right elbow. Lobs it inside. Slipping and falling to the floor. The ball is loose. It got away out of bounds. 8-7. LeBlanc on top here, leading the Mound City Panthers in the final seconds of this first quarter. With the dribble for the Panthers is Liam Durr, the freshman point guard. Durr being guarded and pressured here in the man-to-man defense. Watching the clock wind down, Durr's going to take it in, put a shot up and draw a foul. And he's going to get himself to the free throw line here, I believe, Dylan.
Isn't it? That foul's going to go on number three, Cole Sigrist. That will be his first. Fourth of the quarter here. Four, Bishop LeBron.
Liam Durr at the line. He's one out of two from the line tonight. Has 5 points. This shot is up short off the front of the rim. Another attempt coming. Liam Durr, a freshman, playing his first varsity basketball game. And I'm impressed with the young man. He's very aggressive. Takes it right at him. Liam Durr's second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. And this one is good. So he's now made two out of four. He has 6 points, six of the eight. We're tied at eight apiece. Long shot at the buzzer doesn't go after one quarter. We're all tied at eight. We'll take a one-minute break. Be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Sunny, 101.3.
All tied up at 8 after one quarter. We move into second quarter action, and here's Dylan Hendricks.
Creighton Roop going to bring the ball up for the Panthers. They get the ball out of the break here, and it'll be Mound City basketball tied up at 8. Start of the second quarter. Tubbs with the ball. He gives it off.
Ernie Peters in the lineup now here, wearing number 2.
Roop. Roop with it on the right wing. Ball back to Cole White. White drives baseline. Ball goes off of Bishop LeBlanc, so it'll stay Mound City ball. They'll have a throw-in from underneath their own hoop. Just underway in the second quarter, 8-8 is the score. Mound City and Bishop LeBlanc tied in the early goings here in the late cap from Mound City. We have a whistle on the throw-in. We're going to have a timeout before the five-second call. So we're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to action here. 7:29 remains in the second quarter. Mound City and Bishop LeBlanc tied up at 8. The inbound thrown was tipped away and out of bounds, so it'll stay Mound City basketball. Just on the side instead of underneath for the throw-in. All right, across the timeline, and with it is Ernie Peters. Peters drives in. He looks inside for John Gart. Gart tries to kick it out. Ball tipped around. It'll end up in LeBlanc's hands, and here comes Bishop LeBlanc back the other way. That's Cole Segrist. Segrist now to the wing. Walter Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer hands it off. Layup up. No good for Jensen Nash, and we're going to have a whistle. We're going to have a foul and two shots. A little bit of a delayed whistle there. Jensen Nash didn't make the basket, so he'll go to the line to shoot two.
That foul is going to go on Creighton Ralph. On Ralph, that's his second personal, first team foul of the quarter.
So Nash to the line to shoot two. He misses the first one. Bishop LeBlanc now just 1 of 5 from the line so far, and still no score here in the second quarter as the freshman, Liam Durr, checks back in. Nash looking for the first point of the second quarter. Free throw up. That one is also no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around, and coming out with it is Peters. Peters back the other way. He's got a 1 on 5, and thankfully pulls it out for the Panthers there, as there was not much doing on the fast break. So Nash goes 0-2 from the line. It's Mound City ball. Durr with the ball near the timeline. Gives it off to White. White drives in. Shot's going to go up, but he's going to travel with it. Before it goes up, it's going to be a turnover, and ball goes back to the Golden Eagles.
Nobody more upset about that than Cole White when he got called for the travel.
The Golden Eagles back the other way with it. Out near the top of the key is Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer loses it, and then he's going to foul Liam Durr.
Yeah, that's a frustration foul there. Turned it over, and then Meyerhofer made a stab at the ball. He'll pick up his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Golden Eagles.
So it'll be Panther basketball. Still tied 8-8. No score. Minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. No scoring yet in the second quarter. Three on the way from the left corner. That's no good. Ernie Peters tipped around. Back to Ernie Peters. Peters drives in. Layup no good. Ball tipped around. And it'll end up in LeBlanc's hands. The Golden Eagles back the other way. Here comes Cole Segrist across the timeline. Corner now. is Jensen Nash. Nash back to Sechrist up near the top of the key. Ball tipped around, and another possible steal. No. It'll end up in Bishop LeBlanc hands. Now the drive in. Fadeaway jumper, no good. That was Jared Dudley. Ball will be tipped around and out of bounds. Ball will go back to Mound City.
Can't help but notice how hard John Guard is working underneath the basket. He doesn't always come up with the ball, but he's the guy that's forcing some of the turnovers underneath.
So here comes Liam Durr across the timeline. He gives it off to Cole White. White back to Guard at the top of the key. Guard dribbles around. Back to White. Looks inside for Guard. That's going to be off of Guard's hands, and it'll be another turnover. Ball's going to go back to Bishop LeBlanc with 5:37 remaining here in the second quarter. Checking in for the Mount City Panthers is number three, Henry Smith. Cole Sechrist across the timeline. Bishop LeBlanc, ball outside the three-point arc. Three on the way and no good for Sechrist. Offensive rebound for Chase Kissel. And a basket up and good
Sechrist.
For Sechrist. And that will be the first 2 points of the second quarter here. Mound City back the other way. Three-pointer on the way. That one's no good for Cole White. Offensive rebound. And we'll set up the offense for Liam Durr. Mound City with the basketball, trailed by two, about halfway through the second quarter. And another travel there for Cole White.
Boy, that was kind of ticky-tack, wasn't it? I didn't see White.
Now we'll give the ball back to Bishop LeBlanc with a two-point lead. And they cross the timeline with the ball. Ball on the right wing, Jensen Nash. Nash throws it away. Was it tipped? We're going to find out. They're going to say no. So another turnover. Kind of a turnover-plagued game for both teams here in the second quarter especially.
Well, we've got a close ball game, but the ball just isn't falling for either team. We're down to 4:39 to go here in the first half, and still just 10-8 is our score with LeBlanc on top.
Ethan Wynn checks in for the Golden Eagles. Mound City going to look to tie this back up or could take the lead with a three. Ball with Tubbs. Tubbs to the corner. Three-point shot on the way for Liam Durr. We're going to have a push foul. That's going to come before the shot.
Foul's going to be called on Walter Meyerhofer. On Meyerhofer, that will be his first personal and team foul number two.
That's his second personal and second one of the quarter, too.
Second team foul.
Meyerhofer is going to take a seat. Mound City will inbound the ball from underneath, coming back out to the corner on the inbounds play, and now driving in, shot up, no good. That was Liam Durr. Ball tipped around, and we're going to have a jump ball on the rebound. And the ball will go back to Bishop LeBlanc on the alternating possession. So LeBlanc gets the ball back. Two-point lead, 4:17, remains here in the second quarter. Low-scoring game, just 10-8. And just 2 points here in the second quarter. LeBlanc turns it over. Here come the Panthers back the other way. They had numbers, but pulling it back out there was Cade Tubbs. And here comes the freshman, Liam Durr. Durr drives in. He lays it up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Going to go to Dudley for LeBlanc. And here comes Bishop LeBlanc back the other way. Satchel Studer gives it off to Wynn. Wynn will pass the top of the key. Jensen Nash, he dribbles, almost gets it stolen. Here's Wynn for three, right wing, shot's up and good. And that'll be a three-pointer for Ethan Wynn. 13-8 is the Golden Eagle lead. Back the other way, Mound City. Driving in, shot up, off the glass, no good. Ernie Peters, Bishop LeBlanc rebound again, and Peters is going to pick up a foul on the drive down the court. That'll be Peters' first foul.
That's his first and team foul number two on the Mound City Panthers. 3:26 to play here in the first half. 13-8. This is the biggest lead for either team here. Back into the lineup, Creighton Ralph checks in now for Mound City, replacing Ernie Peters.
So for the Panthers, still looking for their first points of the second quarter, but it's Bishop LeBlanc basketball. Driving in now and passing back out to Wynn. Wynn, top of the key three. That shot's up and good. And Ethan Wynn checks into the game for the first time in the second quarter. And he has a quick 6 points. 16-8 is now the Golden Eagle lead. Mound City back the other way. Inside, shot up, no good. That's John Guard. Guard fighting for the rebound. We're going to have a jump ball. Ball's going to stay with Mound City.
Mound City's had some pretty good-looking shots down there. They just can't get the ball to drop for them. Back into the ball game now comes Grady Knapp, the 6'1 sophomore. Knapp in replacing John Guard for the Panthers.
For the Panthers, you kind of want to keep this close here. As a three left wing, up and no good for Roop. And here comes Bishop LeBlanc back the other way. Wynn, pass to the corner, three-pointer, no. He's going to dribble in, now pass, good pass and dish. That was Chase Kissel. Kissel dishes it off to Satchel Studer. He's fouled going up and Studer to the line to shoot two.
I think they're going to get Henry Smith for the foul on Henry. That is his first personal team foul, number three, on Mound City.
So Chase Kissel passed up an open three, drove in, dished it off to Satchel Studer. Studer, first free throw up and good. He was fouled going up. So pretty selfless play there for Chase Kissel and the Golden Eagles. Studer, second free throw is good as well, and quickly they've opened up an 10-point lead. 18-8 is the Bishop LeBlanc lead, 2:38 remaining in the second quarter.
It's just been a disastrous second period right now for Mound City.
Mound City yet to score, and they're going to turn it over on their next offensive possession. The ball will go back to Bishop LeBlanc, and head coach Alan Ottman doesn't like what he's seeing. He's going to take a timeout. We're going to take a quick 30 with him. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City, where the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles have opened up a 10-point lead on Mound City. Mound City yet to score in about 7.5 minutes of action here in the second quarter, and it'll be Bishop LeBlanc basketball coming out of the timeout. Ethan wins two quick threes, and he brings the ball off the floor. Dribbling in is and kick out. Three-pointer no good for Jarrett Dudley. Rebound to Mound City. Back the other way is Creighton Roof. Roof drives in. He looks down low, now kicks back out. On the wing is Kate Tubbs. Tubbs going to give it back to Roof. Roof now drives baseline, looking for someone to pass it to. He's going to step out of bounds before he's able to throw it off a Golden Eagle player. Ball will go back to Bishop LeBlanc.
Boy, turnovers have really been an issue in this period for Mound City.
Really good defense there from Ethan Wynn, and he's presented a solid couple of minutes. Wynn, just a sophomore for this Golden Eagle team. He didn't play the first quarter. Forced a turnover there. He's got two threes. This three on the way for Bishop LeBlanc is no good. Rebound tipped around. Ball will go back to Mound City. Panthers back the other way. Here's Roof. Roof drives in. Free throw line jumper is up and good. First points of the second quarter come with 1:33 remaining. 18-10 is the Golden Eagle lead. Now Ethan Wynn back the other way. He's going to be fouled on the layup attempt. Shot was no good, but we're going to have two free throws.
And the foul is going to be called on Kate Tubbs. On Tubbs, his first personal team foul, number four now on Mound City.
So Wynn, his first two free throws of the night. We're going to have a free throw line violation. So we're just going to have one shot here. First free throw is no good anyways.
Sigrist back into the lineup now for LeBlanc here also.
Second free throw up and good for Wynn. So Wynn makes one of two. He's got seven. And the lead is back to nine for the Golden Eagles. The Panthers back the other way. They're looking for some more offense. Who is going to give it to them? Three-point shot fake. No shot. Now a left corner three. That shot's no good. That was Liam Durr, and ball's coming back the other way.
Durr took quite a slap to the face on that shot.
For Bishop LeBlanc. Here's Wynn, wide open three. He's got two. That one going to bounce off the rim and off the backboard support. out of bounds, and ball's going to go back to Mound City. 1 minute remaining, under 1 minute now. In the second quarter, 19-10 is the Golden Eagle lead as the Panthers back on offense looking for a few more points here in the second quarter. Here's Creighton Roof. Roof back near the timeline. Some good man-to-man defense there for Bishop LeBron. He looks inside for Durr. Durr's going to kick it back out. Mound City going to try to reset here. Dribbling in, shot up off the glass. A little wild shot there for Cade Tubbs. That one no good. Bishop LeBron back the other way. Wynn layup off the glass. That's good. And Wynn has 9 points all in this quarter. 21-10 is the Bishop LeBron lead. Roop, left wing, back up top. Mound City passing it around the perimeter here. Here's Durr. He dribbles down into the corner, picks up his dribble, finds Creighton Roop, but back near the timeline. Roop, three on the step back, shot up, no good. Ball tips around, and that will end our second quarter of action. The Golden Eagles of Bishop LeBlanc take a 21-10 lead into the halftime. We're going to take a quick 2 minutes. We're going to recap first half action, including scoring. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hello everyone, this is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center, 402-245-6739, to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family owned, Nebraska raised, world class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Cable Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School, and a big welcome to all of our listeners all around Northwest Missouri, listening online at mscsports.net, also on your phone app. Just look for MSC Radio in your favorite app store. Download it onto your phone, and you're just a couple of clicks away from live coverage of high school sports here on Sunny 101.3. Time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, the LeBlanc Golden Eagles leading the Mound City Panthers 21-10. Individual scoring for Mound City, Liam Durr, the freshman, leads the way with 6 points. Creighton Ralph has four for their total of 10. From the free throw line, Mound City went 2 out of 4. For the Golden Eagles of Bishop LeBlanc, they're led at halftime by Ethan Wynn. He has 9 points. With 5 at halftime is Cole Sigrist. 2 points for Satchel Studer, also 2 for Logan Grable, as well as Jarek Dudley. And adding a single point was Jensen Nash. From the free throw line, LeBlanc went 4 out of 10 from the charity stripe. 21-10, that's our halftime score. The LeBlanc boys leading Mound City. Reminder, I'll be back here again tomorrow night. We've got a 4:30 tip-off. We're going to pick up that Rockport girls, Mound City girls game. We'll have that for you at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, right here on Sunny 101.3. Then on Thursday night, we'll be in St. Joseph with the Rockport Blue Jays for the eight-man championship. I will be traveling to Syracuse, Nebraska with the Fall City Tigers. Friday night over on our sister station, KTNC, we'll have a girl-boy doubleheader as we tip off our Nebraska coverage of high school basketball for this coming season. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute break, update you once again with the local weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with the third quarter action, the Mound City boys and the Bishop LeBlanc boys. Bishop LeBlanc up 21-10 here at halftime. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group, direct written premium.
When you've been in business as long as we have, everybody knows your name. Whether you're a newcomer or a longtime customer of Frontier Bank, we make a point of knowing your name and how you like your banking. From flexible home loans to construction or commercial loans, ag loans or real estate loans, we'd be happy to sit down and talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood with your weather for the tri-state area. Fairly quiet weather as we head through our forecast. Through the rest of the work week and through our weekend, we'll see a few clouds from time to time, change in temperatures, but only a little chance of seeing some light snow early on Wednesday, otherwise looking very dry throughout the area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, we'll have increasing clouds tonight as we cool to a low near 25. Chance of snow early on Wednesday, lots of clouds, high near 33, breezy winds. Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 0 degrees. Lots of sunshine for Thursday, high at 22. Thursday night, mainly clear, a low near 12, high at 35 on Friday, lots of sun. Friday night, becoming cloudy, a low near 20, high at 35 on Saturday, lots of clouds. Saturday night, mainly cloudy, a low near 16. Occasional sun on Sunday, with a high near 28 degrees. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, it was a tough second quarter for the Mound City Panthers. They were tied up with LeBlanc at 8 after one period, and then the LeBlanc Golden Eagles outscored them 13-2 in that second period. And now they find themselves down by 11 as we move into the second half here at 21-10. Mound City fans, will have the Mound City Ladies versus Rockport tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Yours truly will be on the call for the play-by-play right here on Sunny 101.3. Our pregame show is taking the air around 4:20, 4:30, first tip. Join us for that one tomorrow here on Sunny. All right, the basketball will belong to LeBlanc to start this third period, second half. Inbounding the ball, Satchel Suter. Suter with the inbound pass to Siegrist. Siegrist across the timeline, guarded by Durr. Into the paint, baseline on the right side, open look for three, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer gets the ball back. He'll shoot a three from the right wing. It's up and good. Walter Meyerhofer with his first field goal of the night. He makes the most of it, getting a three from out here on the right wing. Here come the Panthers with the basketball to set it up. Ralph on the right side of the lane. Moves in, fall away jumper, 10 feet away, up and off, no good. Rebound Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer down court with it in a hurry. They feed it in underneath the basket. Baseline left side, Siegrist. Siegrist kicks it out. Traveling is going to be called by Satchel Suter. Suter walked with the basketball before he launched the shot.
Took that extra hop there to try to get his feet set. And they're going to call that one every time. And fortunate for Mound City because the shot did go in.
Opening minute of play here in the third quarter. 24-10, 7:18 to play in the third period with the basketball. On the right side of the paint is guard. Guard gives it up to the top of the key. Liam Durr for three. It's up and off, no good. Guard battles for the rebound. Taken away by Siegrist. Siegrist down court quickly. Finds Grable with the ball. Grable to Siegrist inside the paint. Siegrist driving, laying up. Off balance shot is up. Off doesn't go. Whistle and a foul. We're going to put Siegrist to the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Foul is going to be on number five, John Guard, for the Panthers. That'll be guard second, first of the third quarter here.
Cole Siegrist's first free throw is up and off. No good. He has 5 points in the ballgame. A deuce and a tray back in the first quarter. Second free throw coming for Cole Siegrist. This one is up and good. He now has 6 points in the ballgame. And the lead is 15, 25-10. Mound City desperately needing to find some offense here somewhere. Cole White with the basketball feeds to the right side to Henry Smith. There's a long three from the right side that's up and off by Ralph, and the rebound comes down to Cole Siegrist. Siegrist, a cross-court pass, almost threw it away. They feed it underneath, shot is up, and good. Whistle and a foul. Basket will count for Landon Woolery, and he'll be fouled and be at the line to shoot the end one.
Foul is going to be on number five, John Guard. That is his third, second of the quarter here. He's got three, and he's going to take a seat.
Landon Woolery at the line to shoot the and one. He got the basket to fall. Here's the free throw. It's up, and it's good. Completes a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Suddenly, it's a blowout, 28-10 here, an 18-point lead. Mound City just has not been able to find any offense. Here the ball is turned over. Satchel Suter with the steal. Suter's going to pull up for a three from the left wing that's off. Ball is tipped around, and the rebound comes down to Mound City. Panthers with the basketball down court. They feed it across to the right side from Ralph. Shot is up white. Couldn't get it. Downcourt pass the other direction. Gathering it in is Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer up to the left wing at the free throw line. Bounce pass baseline right side with the ball. Woolery. Woolery can't get a look at it. And they bring it back to the top of the key. This is White on the dribble. White goes to the left elbow. Now again it comes to Segrist. Segrist launches a three that's up and off no good. Rebound Mound City. Panthers basketball into forecourt. Cole White. Ball is taken away from White with the steal. Segrist takes it in for the layup. Shot is up. Doesn't get it. Whistle and a foul is going to be called probably on Liam Durr.
Foul is going to, in fact, be on Liam Durr. That is his first foul of the game. Third foul of the quarter here for Mound City.
Segrist will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Cole has made one out of two from the line tonight so far. This one is up and good. He's now two out of three from the line, has 7 points in the ballgame.
It's been a tough go on the offensive end for the Panthers. Scored 8 in the first quarter, and since then, just 2 points.
There's Kate Tubbs back into the lineup for the Panthers. Second free throw is up. This one is off for Segrist, but we've got a whistle. What are we going to have here?
Going to have a push on Bishop LeBlanc on the rebound attempt there. Foul's going to be on number 0, Satchel Studer. That'll be his first, and first on the Golden Eagles here in the third quarter.
All right, let's see if Mount City can get some offense going here. On the dribble, into forecourt, Liam Durr. Durr gets the ball right back, penetrates in the paint, pulls up at the free throw line, ducks inside, gets thrown to the floor, and a jump ball is called. Held ball between Liam Durr reaching in and tying him up was Walter Meyerhofer, and the possession arrow remains with Mound City. The Panthers will have the ball. They'll play it in on the baseline, left side under their own basket, trailing now 29-10 with 5:32 left to play in the third quarter. Lob pass comes in up top. They hand it off again. Moving with the ball is Henry Smith. Smith gives the pass over to Kate Tubbs. Tubbs gets it to the right side. Ralph. Ralph falls to the floor. The ball gets away out of bounds off of Creighton, and it'll belong to LeBlanc. 5:19 to go now in the third quarter, 29-10. Bishop LeBlanc with a 19-point advantage on the Mound City Panthers. Here come LeBlanc with the basketball. Cole Segrist to the left elbow, across to Logan Grable. Grable feeds it into traffic on a give and go. Moving toward the basket is Woolery. He can't go anywhere with it. They kick it back out to Segrist. Right elbow, Meyerhofer for three. Got it. Walter Meyerhofer, his second three-pointer in this quarter. I think we're going to have a timeout taken by Mound City. 4:55 to go third quarter, 32-10. LeBlanc on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Mound City Panthers scored 8 points in the first quarter. They were tied 8 apiece with LeBlanc. Since that, they have scored only 2 additional points, and we're down to 4:55 to go here in the third quarter. It's been a long, long scoring drought right now for the Panthers as they come down court trying to get something going here offensively. Liam Durr with the basketball. Here's a driving layup by Durr. Got it to fall, and he's fouled. Liam Durr, the freshman, now has 8 points for the Mound City Panthers. He's fouled. He'll be at the line for the and one. Cole Segrist called for the personal on Cole. That is his second personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter. Shot is up and in and out. Will not go. Trying to put that one up was Durr. Couldn't get it to fall. Here's a three on the way right side for LeBlanc. Rebound comes down to Grable. Grable feeds it back inside. Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer guarded in a man-to-man defense. Ball is tipped away. Grabbed up loose by Segrist. Back to Meyerhofer again. Meyerhofer has the ball at the right side of the free throw lane. Spin move. Kicks it out to the left corner. No shot there. A cross-court pass comes to the near side to Grable. Grable tries to float it underneath in traffic. A little reverse lay-in. Up and off. No good. Rebound brought down underneath. for Mound City by Grady Knapp into forecourt. Liam Durr with the dribble. Durr has it to Ralph. Ralph goes to the right side of the lane. Oh, goes in, falls hard to the floor, and he'll be called for traveling.
Ralph looking for a foul there. A little out of control on the drive there. We'll end up in a travel.
3:58 to play, third quarter. 32-12. It's a 20-point lead now for Bishop LeBlanc. LeBlanc with the basketball. Logan Grable comes to the right side to Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer looks inside with it. Sigrist across court pass to the left wing. Ball tipped away. Everybody after it. Loose basketball on the floor. They dive after it. And coming out of there with authority was Grady Knapp. He gets it out quickly. Gets it out to Liam Durr. Durr feeds to the corner left side. There's a long three. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back won't go. Quite a whistle and a foul. And Mound City will have Grady Knapp, I believe, will be going to the line here where he'll be shooting two shots. Grady has not scored yet tonight.
That'll be the third foul on Woolery for the Golden Eagles. Third foul of the quarter as well.
So at the free throw line now is Grady Knapp shooting two shots. The first free throw is short. It's the front of the rim. I'll tell you, the Panthers, I haven't seen a Mound City team go this cold on offense in a long, long time. Only 12 points on the board after getting 8 in the first quarter. Second free throw for Grady Knapp is up and good. He got that one down. Knapp got it to drop. Makes it 32-13. LeBlanc with the basketball into forecourt. Satchel Studer. Here's a floater inside the paint that doesn't go. Studer with a follow shot. Couldn't get it. Loose ball. Everybody battling for it. They kick it back out top to Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer puts a pass across to Sigrist. Sigrist trying to work his way into the paint. Wait a minute. A whistle. We're going to have a foul here. It's going to be called. The officials having a little conversation with Cole Sigrist. Sigrist picks up his third personal team foul, number 4, on LeBlanc. 3:07 to go, third quarter. 32-13 your score. Panthers desperately trying to find some offense here as they come with Liam Durr on the dribble at the top of the key. Durr feeds it underneath. Grady Knapp. Shot is up and good. Knapp got it down. Andrew the foul. He'll be at the line to shoot the and one.
That'll be the fourth foul on Woolery. Murray picked up two quick ones in the first half. Another quick two there. He'll take a seat.
So now Grady Knapp steps to the line. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight, has 3 points in the ballgame. Here shooting the and one. The free throw is up, and it is off the back of the iron and won't go. But the rebound comes down to Kate Tubbs. Tubbs clears it up to Durr. Oh, goes around to the right side. They bounce it inside, moving to the hoop. Going up for a second attempt at it. Shot is up and good. And going to work all at once is Grady Knapp, the sophomore, 6'1 sophomore. And he's a big body under there, 6'1". You're not going to push him around, that's for sure. Long downcourt pass, turnover for LeBlanc, and Mound City gets the ball right back, trailing 32-17 with 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Liam Durr. Durr penetrates, driving, laying up, off, no. Rebound comes away again to LeBlanc. Coming down with the rebound that time is Jerick Dudley. All the way in, driving into the lane for the layup. The ball is tipped away out of bounds. A shot put up by Cole Sigrist. Blocked cleanly, knocked out of bounds by Mound City. 2:19 to go, third quarter, 32-17. LeBlanc on top. Lob pass in, shot is up short. Rebound, Liam Durr. Durr pulls down the defensive board, starts up court. He's going to be challenged by Sigrist all the way. Kicks it to the right side, around to the corner. Driving in for a lay-in, off the glass, no. Couldn't get it. With the drive there was Ernie Peters. Peters couldn't get it down, and now a whistle on a foul is going to be called.
They're going to get Knapp for his second foul. That'll be the fourth foul of the quarter for Mound City here. Mound City on a 7-0 run right now.
2:06 to go, third quarter, 32-17. With the dribble comes Sigrist down there. Nearly stolen away. The ball is grabbed back up by Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer feeds it into traffic. The ball goes away out of bounds. It'll be Mound City's basketball. Went off the foot there of Jerick Dudley. Mound City showing a little bit of life here, but boy, they've got a lot of wood to chop yet before they're back in this one. Down 32-17 with 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. With the ball on the right side, they bring it up top. Oh, Knapp's going to have to chase after it, and that's going to be an over and back when he does. So a turnover. Turnovers have been costly here for Mound City. off the bench, Chase Kissel comes in for the first time tonight. Kissel checks in to replace Meyerhofer. Chase Kissel is a 6-foot senior. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 1:41 to go in the third quarter. 32-17, LeBlanc on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community.
The 68th Annual Mountain City Basketball Invitational is brought to you in part by our premier sponsors, Hiawatha Implement in Mountain City, Scheib Drainage in Oregon, Surag of Forest City, Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Northwest Ag of Mountain City, and BTC Bank in Oregon, Missouri.
Rachel Studer to inbound it on the baseline, gets the ball in, shot is up and off, no good. Here's the try for a follow shot, put back up and good by Jensen Nash. That's Nash's first field goal of the night. He got it dropped. Pass straight the other direction for Mount City. Taking the ball to the hoop is Grady Knapp, and a whistle on a foul. Grady Knapp's going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots here for the Panthers.
All right, call that one on Jarek Dudley. For Dudley, that'll be just his first, but the sixth foul of the half, or the quarter, on Bishop LeBlanc.
Shot is up. Did he get it?
He did not get that first one to go. So just 1 of 4 this quarter on free throws.
Grady Knapp, another attempt coming. This one is up. It's off also, but a fight on the rebound underneath. Looks like a foul is going to go against Mound City. Don't know who they're going to get on that one.
They're going to get Ernie Peters with his second. That'll be the fifth on the Panthers, so we'll walk to the other end, and we'll get two free throws here for Bishop LeBlanc.
At the free throw line will be Jarek Dudley. Dudley will be shooting two. 1:29 to go in the third quarter, 34-17 your score, as Jarek Dudley at the line for two. The first one is up and good. Jarek Dudley now with 3 points. Second shot coming. Off the bench, into the lineup for Mound City. Creighton Ralph checks back in. He'll come in to replace Kate Tubbs. And in for LeBlanc, Ethan Glenn comes in.
When it's hard on offense for Bishop or for Mound City, you hate to see 1 of 6 on free throws this quarter.
Second shot is up and good also. Dudley hit them both. I think they made 5 of 7 this quarter, LeBlanc. 36-17 your score. There's a steal. Here come the Eagles on the fast break. A little floater in the paint. Up and good. Ethan Wynn has 11 points now in the ballgame, coming off the bench in double figures. There's a driving layup at the other end that won't go. Putting that one up was Liam Durr. The ball got away out of bounds, apparently off of Durr. They're going to award the basketball to LeBlanc. Here's Cole White back into the lineup. White in and replacing Ernie Peters now for Mound City. Down to 1:05 to go here in the quarter, 38-17. LeBlanc, very patient. They go to the corner down the left side, trying to back into the basket. Moving toward the hoop is Dudley. Dudley had the ball stripped away, grabbed up, and with the steal comes Henry Smith. Smith gets it down court, moving into fourth court, Creighton Ralph. Liam Durr dribbles around the defender. Tries to come to the top of the circle. That ball is knocked away from Cole White. Now inside, driving lay-in up. Durr, nope, couldn't get it. Got his own rebound. Kicks it out to the corner. Ralph for three. It's up and off, no good. And the rebound right back again to LeBlanc. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a little alley-oop. Underhanded shot up. Follow shot up. Put up and good by Ethan Quinn. He's got 13 points coming off the bench now. Down to 14 seconds to go in the quarter. 40-17. Here's a long three from the corner. Up and good. Nailing the three was Cole White. Is that the first three of the night? I believe it is. for Mound City. Their first three all night. There's the buzzer. And after three quarters, our score, LeBlanc 40, Mound City 20. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
40-20, Bishop LeBlanc leading Mound City as we move into the fourth and final period here in the Mound City Invitational Tournament. To call the fourth quarter for you, once again, is Dylan Hendricks.
Wynn going to take the inbound pass as Bishop LeBlanc will start with the basketball here in the last quarter of action, day one of the Mound City Basketball Invitational. Three on the way, up and good from the right wing. That is Chase Kissel. That'll be Kissel's first basket of the game. He gets his first three here in the fourth quarter. Panthers back the other way. They're going to look to have a little bit better offensive fourth quarter, much like the third. Liam Durr with the ball at the top of the key. He gives it off to Roop. Roop inside, looking. He's going to take one too many steps while he was looking for somebody to pass it to. Roop will turn it over, and ball will go back to Bishop LeBlanc. Mound City going to play a little man full court. Win right by Roop. Three-pointer now on the way for Satchel Studer. No good. Rebound to Mound City, and back the other way with it is Cole White. White to Roop. Roop, one dribble, three on the way from the right corner, no good. Rebound goes to Dudley, and LeBlanc back the other way. Here's Wynn. Wynn drives in. He's going to have the ball tipped away out of bounds. And ball will stay with Bishop LeBlanc. 43-20 is our score. 7:02 remains in the game here in Mound City. LeBlanc leads the Panthers. Wynn with the ball up near the timeline. He's going to pass it to the left wing here. Bishop LeBlanc going to set up their offense. A little bit more patient right now. Wynn going to pull up a three from the right corner. And there he is again. Ethan Wynn with a three. And, man, he didn't play much in the first or third quarters. But when he gets in, he just scores. Back the other way is Liam Durr, a top two. That's up and in.
He's in double figures now, has 10 points.
Back the other way, Bishop LeBlanc, shot inside now for number 14, Jensen Nash. His shot was blocked, but they're going to call a foul. Nash will go to the line to shoot two.
Looks like the foul's going to go on Cole White. White will be called for his first personal, first team foul of the quarter.
So at the line shooting two, Jensen Nash. Nash just one of four from the line this game. First free throw is up and no good. So now Nash, 1 of 5.
Back into the lineup now for LeBlanc. Walter Meyerhofer checks in. Meyerhofer in replacing Satchel Studer.
Has not been a good free throw shooting night for either one of these teams so far. Second free throw for Nash. On the way. Got that one to go. And it'll be a 47-22. Golden Eagle lead. The Panthers back the other way. Durr gets the ball in the corner. He's going to drive by Wynn, and he's going to draw the foul.
Foul's going to be called on Ethan Wynn. That's his first personal and the second team foul, I believe, of the quarter.
Mound City will get the ball to inbound underneath their own basket. Quickly inside
is John Gard. Gard shot up no good. Rebound win. Win back the other way. Quickly, nice pass up the floor and an easy lay-in for Jensen Nash. And that was all made possible by Wynn's court vision there. Durr back the other way. He gets it at the top of the key. He's going to dribble in. He looks for a shot. Shot's up and good, but he took one too many steps before he got the shot off. It'll be a travel. Turnover back to Bishop LeBlanc. LeBlanc back the other way with a 49-22 lead, 5:47 remaining in the fourth quarter. Last game of the Mountain City Invite, day one. Day one of 5 days of basketball this week here in Mountain City. Bishop LeBlanc, ball at the top of the key. There's going to drive in, shot up, and no good. That's Jensen Nash, but Nash is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two more.
Foul's going to be on John Gard. On Gard, that is his fourth personal, and I believe team foul number two of the quarter on Mount City.
Nash gets the ball for his first free throw of the night, his first free throw of this trip. Shot's up and good. Now 2 for 3. This half, 3 for 7 on the night. So looking to improve, or to improve to 4 for 8 on the night if he makes this one, and he does. So after going 1 of 4 in the first half, he's 3 of 4 now in the second half. And oh no, that'll be an over and back. We saw that one coming.
That pretty much just wraps, explains everything that's happened here tonight. That's kind of the way it's gone for Mount City. Kind of their own worst enemy here on occasion.
Panthers will turn it back over to the Golden Eagles. And after a hard-fought first quarter, tied 8-8, it's been a little disheartening for Mound City here. A drive in and a foul. That was Chase Kissel driving in. He's going to go to the line to shoot two, and that'll be on,
I believe, on John Gard.
That'll be the fifth on Gard. So
yes, it is. I have that as his fifth personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter.
Tough night for Gard starting. He's going to foul out with 0 points on the evening, and it's been a tough go for a lot of Panthers this evening. First free throw up and no good for Chase Kissel. So 51-22 is our score. Pending the result of the second free throw, which is up and no good. Panthers back the other way. Here's Durr, top of the key. He's going to drive in. Passed a couple of LeBlanc defenders. Shot up off the glass, no good. And we're going to come back the other way for Bishop LeBlanc, but they're going to turn it over. And here come the Panthers. They got a 5-on-3 break. Here's Durr from the left corner. Shot up, good. Liam Durr with a 3. Cut into the LeBlanc lead, 51-25.
Liam Durr has 13 points now.
13 of the 25. Just a freshman for Mound City. Here's a shot on the other end, no good. That's Jarrett Dudley for Bishop LeBlanc. Back the other way, here's Durr. Durr up and good again. And Durr have a
27 for the freshman.
Here's a drive in, shot up, no good for Walter Meyerhofer, but Meyerhofer will go to the line to shoot two.
I think they're going to get Ralph for this one.
That'll be the third on Creighton.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3.
Teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you too will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center, 402-245-6739, to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Sunny 101.3.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group, direct written premium.
Life is all about growing. Growing a family and a farm. There are so many milestones to take pride in. From a new crop showing its first shoots, to a family buying their first home. Here to help you grow along with all your financial needs. That's Frontier Bank. For us, it's a privilege to serve you. And helping you grow is our whole reason for being. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Sunny 101.3.
Sorry about those technical difficulties. Back here in Mound City, 54-27 is the Golden Eagle lead as we have a jump ball on the floor. So 105 remaining in our game here. Bishop LeBlanc leads Mound City 54-27 and got a lot of different subs coming in here to end tonight's game.
We invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring. We'll let you know how your favorite player did in tonight's ball game. So stay with us for that.
Panthers with the basketball. Pass is going to go over the head of number 34. That's Caleb Russell. And they'll go out of bounds. Back, ball back to Bishop LeBlanc. Under a minute remaining here. Day one of the 68th Mound City Invitational. We got basketball coming up again Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from here in Mound City. We're going to follow the action all the way through outside of Thursday Randy, what do we got coming up on Thursday?
On Thursday, we'll have that Rockport State Championship football game, 7 o'clock kickoff, live from Missouri Western University. The Blue Jays taking on Worth County.
LeBlanc with the basketball. 42 seconds remain. A lot of LeBlanc subs in now. They're going to kind of pass it around the wing here. Up at the top of the key, that's Dustin Duke. Three-pointer on the way is good from Cooper Albers. Albers' first three of the game. And that'll make the score 57-27. And so the Panthers bring it back the other way. The Panthers also quite a few subs in right now. Looking to drive there is Caleb Russell. Russell looking for somebody to pass it to. He finds Max Smith. Smith has it on the left wing. He's going to drive towards the free throw line. Cut off. 2 seconds now. 1 second. And three, long three-pointer on the way is no good at the very end for Caleb Russell, and that will do it. Here from Mount City, 57-27. Bishop LeBlanc takes down the Mount City Panthers in the final game of the evening from the Mount City Invitational. We're going to take a two-minute break. We're going to come back, recap the scoring from this fourth game of the day. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School for our post-game wrap here presented by Meat Lumber Company. Meat Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, the final score in our fourth game of the evening here saw the LeBlanc Golden Eagles defeating the Mound City Panthers. 57-27 is our final. Looking at the individual scoring in the ball game, first of all for Mound City, the freshman Liam Durr led the way for the Panthers with 15 points. Adding five was Grady Knapp, 4 points for Creighton Ralph, and three for Cole White. From the free throw line, Mound City made just 3 out of 10 shots from the charity stripe. For the LeBlanc boys, the Golden Eagles, they were led tonight by Ethan Gwynn. He came off the bench to lead all scorers with 16 points, the only Eagle in double figures. 8 points tonight for Jensen Nash. Cole Segrist had 7. Walter Meyerhofer also with 7. 6 points tonight for Jerry Dudley. Adding 3 points was Chase Kissel. Landon Woolery had 3, as did Cooper Elbers. Then with the 2 points in the ball game was Logan Grable, and 2 points for Satchel Studer for their total of 57. Free throw shooting for LeBlanc, they made 13 out of 24 from the free throw line. Going coming back and recapping the final scores of our earlier games played this afternoon and this evening. Our first game, the 4:30 contest, was a girls' game with Rockport defeating South Holt 64-19. Game number two saw Mid-Buchanan downing East Atchison's boys 74-64. In the third game of the afternoon and evening, Mid-Buchanan's girls defeated East Atchison's girls 60-17. And then, as we said just a moment ago here, 57-27, the Blondes boys over Mound City. Tomorrow, I'll be back here in Mound City where the 4:30 tip-off will have girls basketball, the Mound City Panthers, and the Rockport Blue Jays. That's what we'll have for you tomorrow. Then on Thursday night, I will be at Missouri Western University, the Rockport Blue Jay football team, 13-0 on the season, taking on 12-1 Worth County. 7 o'clock kickoff for that state championship. Our pregame show begins at 6:30 with the coach's interview. We hope you'll join us for that broadcast. And, of course, then we'll be back here on Sunday with selected games on Friday and Saturday. I'll be traveling over to Syracuse, Nebraska, over on KTNC Friday night with the Fall City Tigers taking on the Syracuse Rockets. So lots of basketball, even some football still coming up later this week. Keep your station tuned, your radio tuned right here to your station for sports coverage, Sunny 101.3. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of the Mound City Invitational Tournament. For Dylan Henrichs, our color man here, our producer-engineer, Kurt Kilman, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you the final score on this last one. It was LeBlanc 57, Mound City 27. Thanks for listening to the Mound City Tournament on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.